Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Today was another impressive day going into the Thanksgiving holiday. Keep in mind the markets tomorrow are closed and will not open back up in the cattle or grains till Friday morning at 8:30. Then we have a early close on Friday at noon. So keep that in mind. But today's cattle futures were extremely strong. January feeders up 260 at 166.97. The high was 167.22. I believe that is nearly back to the previous highs back in August. It looks like we're about $4 or $5 off that for January. But the other months, like the March feeder cattle, were 222 higher at 167.90. The April's up $1.77 here at 169.80. Those got within a dollar or two of their contract highs. Live cattle were up 250 in December at 137.90. There was some up to 140 cash trade today. Earlier in the week, it started at 37, then 38, 39 bid, and then 40, looks like, traded. December back in August was right here at these levels. If you go back and look on August the 24th, the high was 138.22. So we're within about 30 cents of contract highs on the December live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Grain futures were just a slightly weak to finish off this Wednesday. Corn was anywhere from 1 to 3.5 lower. December 1.25 lower at 579. March down 3.25 at 585. Beans were anywhere from 3 to 9 cents lower. Looks like January down 7.5 at 1265.5. So given some back, but we've really had 3 days in a row where the market acted similar right here in this same trading range. The wheats gave some back here. We had the Chicago wheat 9 to about 16 lower. December looks like 16.25 lower, 839. Kansas City wheat was about 6 to 11 lower, with July of next year 857.25 up down 6.75. But today's high and then lower close is what some people would call a reversal. But we did see the same thing about 4 days ago and then went right back up. But that market has been on a pretty strong tear going back to July. Now, back in July, the market was around 610 or so on July Kansas City wheat, and right now it's at 860. So, $2.50 rally, roughly, in the July Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis wheat was 1 to 3 higher, and then the cotton futures were actually quiet today. Looks like 2 cents higher on Dece at 120.38. The March cotton up 12 at 115.78.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves a substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.